Okay, today is Monday, June 23rd, 25th day of the month of Sivan. This is the Gemara Shir. We're up to Moed Katan, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph.
Hey, Rabotai. The Gemara had said on the bottom of Beis Amud Beis, that you are permitted to engage in watering lahashkot zra'im during shviyas. As the Mishnah says, mashkin beis hashalachim b'moed u'bishviyas. You're allowed to water a field that requires rain or water from an irrigation ditch. You're allowed to redirect it during the Shemitah year, not on Chol HaMoed. The question is, why on Chol HaMoed? Why during Shemitah should it be permissible? It seemingly violates in Issa d'Oraisa of Sadcha Lo Tizra, because when you water something, that's part of the planting process. So Abaye answered, and we elaborated on this at great length last time. Abaye answered that we're talking about Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, which is only Midrabanan. Since Shemitah is only Midrabanan, the Rabbanan decided to allow, wherever it would be, enormous hefseid, that you would be permitted to engage in certain activities. Why is Shemitah only Midrabanan? Based on the fact that you require... depends on which limud you... we saw Rashi and Tosfos. Either you require bias kulchem because there's no yovel. Whatever it is, Shemitah is only midrabanan. Once something is only asa midrabanan, then there's nothing to quibble. It's not a conceptual issue. Simply the Rabbanan said. Rabbanan said, don't do this. Rabbanan said, you're allowed to do this. End of discussion. Had they been asa midoraisa, had Shemitah Bizman Hazeh been the Oraisa, under those circumstances, they would never have allowed these two activities, namely weeding out the weeds and particularly watering the Zra'im. That was Abaye's answer. So now we see on the bottom of Beis Amud Beis, Rava disagrees. Rava Amar, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. Our Gemara can be understood, our Mishnah can be understood, not only according to Rebbe, who believes that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is only Midrabanan, but even according to the Chachamim, the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rebbe and claim that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is D'Oraisa, nonetheless, we can still make heads and tails out of our Mishnah. Why? Avos Asa Rachmana, Toldos Lo Asa Rachmana. What does the Torah prohibit during Shemitah? An Av Malacha, not a Tolda. Not a Tolda. Okay. We have to spend some time on understanding what this means. So take a look at Rashi. Rashi, on the top of the page, Toldos. Kigon Mashke Zra'im. Shelo Haya B'Mishkan. Lo Asa Rachmana. Says Rashi, why is watering a garden only a tolda? Because it's a tolda for Shabbos. Why is it a tolda for Shabbos? Because in the Mishkan they didn't water any plants. So by definition, as the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos says, Hach Deheva B'Mishkan Chashiva Karu Le'av. Anything that was a significant activity in the Mishkan was an av. Whatever was not considered a significant activity in the Mishkan is called a tolda. Therefore, says Rashi, watering the lawn is considered a tolda even in relationship to what? To shviyas. So says Rashi. And everybody asks on Rashi, Ma'in in Shemitah L'Har Sinai, what does the laws of Shabbos have to do with Shemitah? By Shabbos, we have one definition of an av and a tolda. because the paradigm of what constitutes a melacha is the Mishkan. Without the Mishkan serving as a basis, why would I consider sowing an av melacha? There's nothing in the Torah that says anything about sowing. There's nothing that says anything about 98% of the melachos. So we rely on this tradition associating Shabbos with the construction of the Mishkan on account of the fact that at many locations in the Chumash, where the Torah records the mitzvah to build the Mikdash, is you remind you, well, Lo Yisivaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vosecha B'yom HaShabbos. Or, you know, V'shamru B'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos. Fine. What's it got to do with Shemitah? Shemitah has nothing to do with Mishkan at all. And indeed, if you look at the Dikduke Sofrim, they write a girsa, it says, erase this from your Gemara, and the words that appear in the Dikduke said, Talmid To'eh Kasav Ken. A mistaken student who thought Rashi said this, but he wasn't paying much attention during the shir, and he wrote this down, and some printer put it into the text. Now this is something, this idea of Talmud To'eh Kasav Kain, is something which is used quite frequently. I'll just give you one illustration, there are many, give you one famous illustration. There is a prohibition in the Torah against charging interest. Charging interest. So supposedly the Mordechai said, it's quoted by many Rishonim, the Mordechai supposedly said that if you use an intermediary, then you don't violate the law of charging interest. The Isur of charging interest is only if it's directly from the Malve to the Love. But if there's an intermediary, then there is no violation of the law. And there are many banks in Israel that rely on this to charge interest without writing a heteriska. How do they operate? They say, people who put money into a bank for a savings account, what does the bank do with your money? They lend it to somebody else. And they charge them 12% interest or 20% interest when they give you a 0.5% interest for keeping your money, if you're lucky, a 0.5% interest, keeping it in. So all the bank does is they are a middleman between what and what? The depositor, who is the lender, and the borrower, who is the borrower. No, you're allowed to charge interest. So the Beis Yosef in Choshen Mishpat writes, that's the most absurd thing I ever heard. Because all this would mean is that the bank will violate the law of charging interest twice. The first time they are charging interest, why? Because they are what? They're lending money. They're borrowing money from what? From the investor. Right? And then they're paying it out, so they become the lender. So they violate it twice. If you look at the bank as an intermediary, so they're paying interest once, and they're charging interest the other. So, and the halacha is that a malva and a lova violate the law. Not only the malva for charging, the borrower who pays interest is also. So concludes the Beis Yosef, based on his logic, Talmud To'eh Kasavke. Some guy thought that the Mordechai said something like this. He wrote it down in the margin of the text, and some printer picked it up and said, oh, this is what the Mordechai said. It would be nice if it's true that a Talmud To'eh Kasavke. But if you don't have definitive proof that a Talmud Torah meant, it's a very easy way to alleviate questions on a Rishon. Just say he never wrote it. He never said it. A mistaken student said it, and that's the end of the question. But that's what many claim here. Rashi in Masechah Shabbos was far more precise. So if you take your handout, page number 1. This is Daf Samaches Amud Aleph in Masechah Shabbos, where the Gemara says that the Mishnah had said that there are melachos and toldos. So the Gemara talks about that there were other locations of halacha, not only by Shabbos there's an av and a tolda, avos and toldos, by Toma, by Shemitah. So now Rashi gives some type of a definition. Isbe avos, Arba'im chaser achas shehutzruchu lemishkan. Those 39 activities were necessary in some form of the construction of the Mikdash. V'toldos hadomos l'chol achat heviyah tolos today. And any activity which resembled in function any of the avot is its tolada, is its tolada for Shabbos. Avos the shviyas, zriya, ktsira, zmira, ubitsira, dichsiva. What constitutes an av by shmita? The activities which happen to be mentioned black and white by the Chumash. What does the pasuk say? Sodcha lo tizra, v'karmecha lo tismar. A sviya kitzircha lo tiktzar, v'es inveh niveirecha, nizeirecha lo tiktzar. So four activities are mentioned black and white. So those are avos. Told what are considered toldos, sha'aravodos shebisoda v'charem k'damin u'b'vayikatat. Other activities, as our Gemara will elaborate, are considered toldos, simply based on the fact that they are avodah basadeh, but the Torah didn't mention them. So it's got nothing to do with you, with your comparison to Shabbos, because the comparison to Shabbos is meaningless. And it's simply based on the fact that the av is written in the Chumash. Any other avodah adama is a toldah. Rava is of the opinion that avos are only thing that's asur midoraisa. Only thing that's asur midoraisa. And he will explain why in a second. Why does he come to the conclusion that there is no concept of toldos in relationship to Shemitah? He denies the whole idea. That the only thing that's asur are these activities. Hence, watering, you know why you're allowed to water something during Shemitah? You know why? Because it's not asur. Because it's not an av. It's a toldah. So why does the Mishnah mention it? Because we mentioned it's mutter on Chol HaMoed. It's also mutter on Shemitah for a totally different reason. A totally different reason. And the Gemara gives an illustration. Let's see the Gemara. How Rava comes to this conclusion that the only thing that is prohibited mid the Oraisa are those activities which the Torah itself specifies. Yes.
So according to the Rashi here, our Rashi, really only there's one word which is problematic, which is the Mishkan.
Of course.
So could it, maybe he meant like the Mikra or something, maybe it was like a plus over.
Could be. Shalohaya b'mikra. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. So, yeah. So let's take a look at the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Dichsiv, how do I know that? So the Gemara says, it says in Parshas Bahar, Ubashana hashviyis, Shava shabason yel aretz. Sodcha lo tizra, Vikarmacha lo tizmar. Drash, Michte, let us see. Zmira bichlal zriyahi. Pruning is in effect very similar to what? To what? To planting. Because what's the purpose of pruning? It's not zomer v'tzorech le'etzem. That's a Shabbos issue. What is, there is no atzei shviyas amutter. You're allowed to have handoah from atzei shviyas. So if I just prune a tree because I need some firewood, that's perfectly okay. So the zmira in relationship to shmita is what? Its only function is, in relagabe hilcha shmita, is that it promotes growth. Promotes zriya. Ubitzira bechlal kitzira. When the Torah says a sviach kitzircha lo siktzor, ve'es invei nizirech lo sivtzor, bitzira is in effect the same thing as kitzira, except that one is the term used by what? By a kerem, by a vineyard, and the other by a field. So if in effect they are both the same, one promotes growth. What does the other one do? What's the other category? Terminates growth, cuts it, harvesting. Lemai hilchasa kasvinu l'rachmana. Why did the Torah actually go out of its way to write karmecha lo tizmor? Why did the Torah say ve'es in vain is zirecha lo tivsor? Once the Torah writes, Sadcha lo tizra, I will now be able to understand whatever constitutes planting and enhances planting is prohibited. And whatever you now ought to cut in the field, you now ought to cut where? In a vineyard. So why does the Torah mention these additional activities? Answers the Gemara. Lemeimra, to teach us, De ahani toladot michayev. Achrenaisa lo michayev. That yes, there are toladot by Shemitah. How many toladot by Shemitah? Two. And that's it. What are the toladot? Zomer is a told of Zriya. On Shabbos it also happens to be a told of Zriya. Zomer is a told of Zriya. And Bitsira is considered a told of Kotzer. So why does the Torah include it? These two toladot are prohibited. All other toladot are permissible on Shemitah. Therefore, Rava is not throwing the entire concept of toladot into the garbage for Shemitah purposes. He's just narrowing the definition of what might be a toladot to only two in the whole world. Only these two activities. Otherwise, he asks, why would the Torah bother making such a statement? So that's his conclusion. Hence, therefore, Mashke Zra'im is undoubtedly a toldah. It is undoubtedly. And it should have been prohibited. But it's not. Why is it not prohibited? Because the Torah didn't prohibit it. For some reason, the Torah limited its application of toladot for Shemitah only to two activities. Only to two activities. And therefore, even if Shemitah b'zman hazeh is a do'oraisa, our Mishnah, which says, Mishalchen, you're allowed to direct the water, the Beis HaShalachin, you're allowed to do so during the Shemitah year, the entire Shemitah year, because it's not Asur at all. Because it's not a Toldah, Ho Amura Bapasav. So says Rashi. So says the Gemara. Now, this is a very unusual type of limud. A very unusual type of limud. What's happening here? You have a broad sweeping statement called Sotcha lo Sizra, and now what does the Torah tell you? What? Karmecha lo Tizmar. Karmecha lo Tizmar. So, what the Gemara is using here is that what? Is that it's limiting it only to these two types of activities. Only to these two. However, the Tosfos Rid asks the following question. That in general in Shas, when you have broad sweeping statements and additional details, klal uprat and klal uprat uklal, as the Gemara is going to later interpret as, we generally use that to be inclusive, to include other things, other than what? Than what's written in the text. So I want to give you one of the classic illustrations because he, the Tosfos Rid, makes reference to this example. So please turn for a second to page 2, which is on the Gemara in Masechet Nazir on the Lamed Hei Amud Beis. The halacha here is what is the Gemara is talking is pidyon maaser sheni. Everybody knows that you're obligated to what? To be mafresh maaser sheni. If it's too heavy of a load, you redeem it. And now when you come to Yerushalayim, says the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, v'nasata hakesef b'chol asher te'ave nafshecha. That's a klal. You're allowed to buy whatever you want. Nope, I can buy Yankee tickets. Yankee tickets. You know, tonight I wouldn't want it. They're losing 7-0 in the third inning already. What?
Hapoel Yerushalayim.
Hapoel Yerushalayim, yeah. So the Torah says no. Babakar ubatzon ubayayin ubashechar. That's a prat. Those are details. Continues the pasuk. Whatever you would like. That's another klal. Chazar v'kolal. So what is the rule? Klal uprat uklal I atadon elokein haprat. Ma haprat mifurash pri mipri ugidule karka af kol pri mipri vigidule karka. So what the Gemara does is, in this case, it doesn't limit it only to Yayin and Shechar. That's not true. It doesn't limit it only to what? Bakor and Batzon. It means anything that, in effect, is a produce. Is a produce. That's what it limits. So it's not only Yayin and Shechar. You can buy anything that grows from the ground. Asks the Tosfos Rit. If you have a general rule, and now there is something else, what does those other examples normally come to what? To be more inclusive. Why in our Gemara is Rava claiming that the fact that the Torah stipulates two activities, Zmira and Kotzer, it's to be restricting. Restricting. The Gemara doesn't want to restrict it here to what? To these activities, to these items that are listed in the Pasuk. Okay, there's going to be a cloud product by the end of this sugya too. We'll see. So he answers that there's a very big difference. Because Yayin and Shechar and wheat are two different things. Totally different things. So if the fact that the Torah mentions Yayin and Shechar and Bakar and Son, a Bakar and Son are something else. Obviously, it's telling you to what? Expand the field. Zomer and Noteya, says the Tosfos Rit, is the exact same thing. What do you expand by, when the Torah lists, if the Torah only said Sotchal o Sizra, I would say, what would I say? Would I say it's only planting of the seed? I would say whatever enhances. You mean to tell me, If a Gentile were to put the seed in, I now could water it? I'm not violating the Shemitah. I'm not planting during the Shemitah. That's not true. We would assume that whatever constitutes Zemira is considered, well, actually, whatever constitutes Zri'ah is prohibited. So if the Torah goes out of its way to identify Tizra, Sod Chalot Tizra, and Kamer Chalot Tizmor, it's because it could have thought of five other activities as well. And it didn't. Had it wanted to include every aspect of what? Growth. The Torah would have said, Lo Tizra, and I would know, you're not allowed to prune, you're not allowed to water, because everything enhances the what? You're not allowed to be Menachesh, pull out the weeds. Because all of these activities are designed for one thing, to promote growth. If the Torah doesn't only record the headline category, Zoreya, but quotes one other, Zomer, then you have a right to assume that the Torah wrote the word Zomer only to tell you that when I extend the Zoreya, do not include and encompass everything that's considered Zoreya. Do not include a Menachesh, we're pulling out the weeds, even though its intention, its purpose is to promote Zriya. Do not include watering, even though its purpose is to promote Zriya. So in this particular situation, the Gemara's inclination is to be Mima'eit, even though generally speaking, when we quote things, it's to be Marbe into the cloud. That's what he claims. That's what he claims. Furthermore, asks the Avnei Nezer. In order to appreciate the Avnei Nezer's question, we need pages 3 and 4. Pages 3 and 4 for the Avnei Nezer's question. This is a pasuk, a perek in Parshas Vayikra. At the end of Parshas Vayikra, perek Dalet and perek Prakim Dalet and Hay describe various situations of chataot. Chataot. And the Torah writes, Dabero b'nei Yisrael lemor, Nefesh ki techeta bishgaga mikol mitzvot Hashem asher lo teyasena. a individual who will transgress any of the mitzvot of the Torah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to do, so it's a low taser, ve'osa me'achas me'heina. Ve'osa me'achas me'heina. And he did from one, from them. From them. That's what the pasuk says. Now we're going to see how the Gemara in Shabbos interprets this unusual phrase, me'achas me'heina. So now go to page number 4. So the Gemara says, the Sanya Rabbi Yossi Yomer. Rabbi Yossi now interprets what this pasuk means. Ve'asa me'achas me'heina. Pe'amim shechayavin achas al kulon. There are times when somebody can do one aveira, excuse me, many aveirot, and only bring one carbon chatas. Only one carbon chatas. Upe'amim shechayavin kol achas la'achas. And there are times when what? When you will have to bring multiple chatas. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, my time at the Rabbi Yossi. Achas me'achas, heina me'heina, achas shehi heina. He darshins the words me'achas me'heina, which is a very strange word. If he simply wanted to say so in Hebrew language, v'asa, what did he say? Either v'asa achat me'hen. That's what he writes. Not mehena. Or asa'achat would have been enough. Not me'achat. See, he darshans every one of these words. How does he darshan them? How does he darshan them? Achas shehi hena. Achat is what? Achat. Shimon me'ach. Achat achat Shimon. When he does achat, it means he writes the whole word. Shimon. You write the whole word. Bishoge. I forgot you now how to write this word. So he wrote it on Shabbos. Me'achat. Me'achat. Next page. Page 5. Shem Mishimon. He intended to write what? Shimon, but what did he wind up only writing? Shimen, which is a word in and of itself. So you're chayiv for that as well. So he did ve'asa me'achat. His intention was not to do this, he only did part of this. What is the this? He wanted to write one word, Shimon, and he wrote part of it, me'achat. Heina are avos. Mehena told us. What is he darshan from Hena and Mehena? That there are several categories of malacha on Shabbos. One is called an Av malacha, and the other one is called a Tolda. Hena and Mehena. Right? Now, if you have Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Yossi, who have to have a pasuk to tell me that you're chayiv not only for an Av, the inference is that without the extra me'ena, meaning the heina is the prototype, the av, but if I do me'en, something similar from it, something like it, I'd be chayiv as well. The inference is, of course, that if I don't have such a pasuk, what's the halacha?
I wouldn't be chayiv chatas.
There's no such, you're not chayiv chatas if you do something b'shoge, because that's not what the Torah has in mind. Only avot. That's what is established here in Masechta Shabbos. That the concept of avot and toladot shall never be applied to any other area of halacha, unless you have a gzeiras hakasav. Logic would have dictated that in many areas of law could I establish avos and toldos. You can come up with a major category of, I'll give you something very simple. What's the av of basa b'chalav? What's the av of basa b'chalav? Cooking it together. cooking it together. What's the tolda? What's the just eating it together without cooking? I could have done that also. I can make up lots of things. But we have no right to make up a prohibition of the Torah unless it's written black on white, black on white, or there is a drash to tell me to create another category. So the Gemara here in Masechah Shabbos finds it necessary to establish the right to introduce toldot, that you bring a korban chatas on a tolda only based on the fact that it says mehena. Had the Torah written achas heina or achas mehen, not mehena, under those circumstances I've come to the conclusion only avot. Yes.
Two questions. First of all, how do we know this is referring to Shabbat?
Because this is Masechah Shabbos, seventh parak.
No. I mean from the Yikra.
We don't. It's a drash. That's Rabbi Yosi Bar Chaim's drash.
Okay, and then it says we called it Masechah Shabbos. That would suggest it's not Shabbat.
That is correct. It's a very good question. But the drash is applied specifically to Shabbos. From Mikol Mitzvot Hashem, the Gemara learns that something else. Because there's one parsha which says, what Aveira, and that's why some say it's talking about Shabbos too, that the Gemara actually applies it to one Aveira that is the equal of all Aveirot. Which one is that? Aveira Zara. If you're a Mumu L'chala Aveira Zara, you're a Mumu L'chala Taira Kula. Well, the same thing happens to be what? A Mumu L'chala Shabbos. So that's why, even though the pshat of the pasuk is you're 100%, we call mitzvot haTorah, the drash says it applies to those mitzvot which represent all mitzvot haTorah, avodah zarah and Shabbos.
The term Avos is also used at the beginning of Bava Kamma.
What?
The term Avos is also used at the beginning of Bava Kamma.
That is correct. And how does the Gemara learn out Avos and Toldos? Okay, so that's a good question. No, the Gemara only learns at the Shabbos that the toldos are kayotze b'hem. Doesn't learn out that it's the source from the fact that there is a tolda there. It's a very good question. So, if that's the case, ask, what question do you think Avnei Nezer is asking? If there is a Gemara which establishes that what? That without a drash, there is no such thing as a tolda being prohibited, how do you have a right to assume that what?
Shemitah.
That by Shemitah there are toldas. Why do you assume that there's a category of tolda? Hey, there ain't no such thing as a tolda of Shemitah. Forget about whether it's asur midoraisa or not. There is no such thing as a category of Shemitah, of tolda whatsoever. And he answers, does the Avnei Nezer? Why is it that we apply toldos to Yom Tov? Why do we apply a toldo to Yom Tov?
Because
it's called Shabbaton.
But also here, that's
exactly his answer. Why does the Gemara make the assumption by Shvius that there are toldot? Because it says that v'haytala aretz Shabbat Shabbaton. The Shvita concept is found by Shmita as well. That's precisely what he says. In other words, without having a binyan av of Shabbos, you never can create a category of a tolda on a da'oraisa. On a da'rabbana, you can do whatever you want. But never on a da'oraisa level can you create a tolda. And the pasuk is telling me that by certain mitzvot, here by Hilcha Shabbos, by Avodah Zarah, there are toldos also. What is considered the avos by Avodah Zarah? Only four activities. What are they? No. What's that? That's no. What the activities? Hishtachava, bowing down. What else? What zvicha to nisuch linaseich and lahaktir kitoret. Now, what happens if you have an avodah zara where the derech of that avodah zara is to spit at it? Are you allowed to spit at that avodah zara? The answer is no. Why? Because that's the tolda. The tolda is defined as whatever is considered the primary form of worship of this idol, that's what the Torah prohibits as a tolda. And the Gemara learns it out from the same place. Mikol mitzvot haTorah. We learn achas, achas mehena, and so on and so forth. So therefore, he answers that when the Gemara says lechayiv ala toldot, because it says lashon shvita, it applies. We extend it to Yom Tov. And that's why the Gemara operates on the assumption that we apply it to Shabbos, to Shemitah as well, because it is called the Shnat HaShvita, Shnat Shabbaton Yehiye La'aretz. Yeah.
Can that be an answer for Rashi?
What?
Can that be an answer for Rashi? For his Girsa, it wasn't a Talmud Toah, but there's a direct connection between Mishkan and Shabbaton.
Interesting. That would be it. Maybe that's what Rashi had in mind. To flash you into this Gemara, maybe. Very, very possible. Very possible.
So,
yes?
Therefore,
we have a license to make an assumption that there are toladot by Shemitah. Otherwise, you have no right to assume there is such a category as toladot. And look, the overwhelming majority of prohibitions in the Torah, there are no toladot. None. We define what the Av is. And that's it. We define it. Once it's not in the definition, midoraisa, it's 100% mutter. 100% mutter.
Is there a concept of Shabbat with Avodah Zarah?
No.
So how do we...
Because there the Gemara doesn't have to get to it. The Pasuk itself says it's talking about Avodah Zarah. It's mitzvot asher nefesh kisechda bishgaga mikol mitzvot haTorah. He did something which is the equivalent of transgression mitzvot haTorah. And now what I do, I say there is also heino and mehino, avot and toldot, avot and toldot. Yeah. Then comes the Noida Behuda and says. Noida Behuda says that which our Gemara here, according to Rava, operates on the assumption that since the Torah learns out the Toldah of Zomer based on the fact that it's essentially the same as Tizra, so why did the Torah mention it? To teach you, these are prohibited, none others are prohibited, claims the Noida Behuda. That's only toladot that are learned from this pasuk. But there is another malacha of Shemitah that is found elsewhere. We mentioned it 2 weeks ago. Where else does the Torah talk about Shemitah? And no, it's in Sefer Shemot, in Parshas Mishpatim, Becharish uBatatzir Tishbot. So that's where we learn out, in fact, that's where we learn out the mitzvah of Tosefa Shemitah from. From Tosefa Shemitah is learned out. And in fact, I forgot who says this, the Ramban, that if we learn out Tosefa Shemitah from there, you have to assume that Harisha is usher during the Shemitah year. No place does it ever say in the Torah, Sotcha lo tachrosh. It doesn't say it any place. It just says bechatzir ubacharish ubachatzir tishbot. Says the Gemara later on in my Katan that teaches you that there is a mitzvah of tosefet shmiyas, that you have to begin the shmita year in the 12th month of the 6th year. This coming Rosh Chodesh El haba leinu l'tayva, shmita is going to start. Tosefet shmita starts a month before. So the Ramban points out, that's very nice. So you have Tosefes. Well, where does it say you're not allowed to have Harisha during the year itself? The Shemitah year. Well, so the Ramban says, well, if the Torah says you're not allowed to do Harisha from when? From the month before, obviously you're not allowed to do it. Even doesn't say it black on white. Says the Noida Behuda. There's no little game in that particular pasuk. It says Becharish ubachatzir tishbot. Are those two activities identical, Harisha and Ketzira? Are they identical? Of course not. So what is germinating our discussion, according to Rava, that there are only X number of toladot prohibited on Shemitah? The fact that it says sotcha lo sizra v'karmacha lo tizmar. They're virtually the same. Why does the Torah mention both of them?
It
answer to tell me this tolada of Zoreya is prohibited, that tolada of Zoreya is permissible. What's the that tolada? Watering the garden. What's the that tolada? Be menachesh, weeding out the root. Fine. But in Harisha, there is no pasuk in Harisha where it's mentioned two phrases which are similar to the word Harisha. No, it's not. Bakar and Sol is two something. They're animals, not the same thing. So here, says the Noi of Yehuda, we have a right to assume that by Harisha, all toladot of Harisha are also midoraisa. All toladot. When do we say that toladot of Shemitah are limited? Only when the Torah mentions the duplication of Zomer and Kotzer. So any toladah, which is a toladah of Zoreya, we're going to eliminate. Therefore, our Mishnah will work out well according to Rav. But if we had been discussing a toldah of Harisha, then this lundus doesn't apply, and you have no source to assume that when the Torah says Choresh, it means Choresh in the narrow sense, which you do what? Just dig the hole. No. Anything that might be considered Choresh would be prohibited. And with this, he says, that's what convinced the Rambam. Take page 6. Page 6. You look at the Rambam, if you remember, I'll just flash you to Machloikas. Remember the Machloikas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef as to why you're not allowed to be why you're not allowed to water gardens on Shemitah on Shabbos? Why you're not allowed to water a garden on Shabbos? Why? It was on the top of Beis Hamidbeis. It was only a couple of weeks ago, Rabbi Yosef. Beis Hamidbeis. So Machloikas, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Why could you not be weed out the weeds, menachesh and mashke zrayim? What is the isur on in Hilchos Shabbos? Top of Beis Amid Beis. I'm not giving this to you folks. We'll sit here all night. Ah, so what's the machloikis? One says that why are you not allowed to water plants on Shabbos? Because of Choresh. Why is it Choresh? Because when you water, you soften the land. So when you are Choresh, you soften the land, so it's more similar to Choresh. Same thing when you pull out the weeds. You soften the ground around it, therefore he... That was Rabbi. Rabbi Yosef says no. That Menachesh and Mashke Zrayim is a told of Zoreya. Says the Noi de Behuda, what we just said 5 seconds ago convinced the Rambam to paskin like whom? Let's read the Rambam. Hazoreya kol shehu chayiv. Anybody who is Zoreya at all, any amount, you're chayiv. Hazomir is se'ilon k'deish yitzmach ha'reza me'ein Zoreya. Anybody who prunes a tree so that it promotes growth, that's very much like Zoreya. Aval hamashkit smachin ve'ilanot b'shabbos ha'reza toldot Zoreya v'chayev v'cholshim. Toldot Zoreya v'chayev v'cholshim. No? So who did the Rambam paskin like? Rabbi or Rabbi Yosef? Like Rabbi Yosef. Says the Noi de Behuda, what convinced the Rambam to paskin like Rabbi Yosef against Rabbi? Because if he paskins like Rabba, what would be the consequence of its application to Shemitah? What would be the application? What under what melacha would you now have to list Mashke Zraim on Shemitah? Under what melacha? Under Choresh. Good. And what did the Noi de Behuda just say? Are there any limitations to the Tolda of Harisha? No. And therefore, If it's Shemitah with Tevita Oraisa, we're told us of Harisha be Asur during the Shemitah year? Yes. How can our Mishnah say Mashkin Beis HaShalachin B'Shviyas? So the Rambam understood that. Hence, how did he avoid that? He paskin that it what? Was Zoreya. Well, if it's Zoreya, Rava makes sense. If it's Zoreya, we now have our Gemara, which says that by Zoreya we have a limited number of what? Toldot. Which one do we entertain? Only Zomer. But Mashke is permissible. If Rava was correct, there would be no way for Rava to wiggle his way out and distinguish why Mashke Zra'im during the Shemitah year is permissible. This convinced the Rambam that if I have to make a decision as to where to subsume the category of Mashke Zra'im, I have to paskin like Rabbi Yosef that it's to be considered Zoreya, so that in Shemitah it's going to become Mutter. And the Gemara makes sense. But if it was Rabba and held that it was Choresh, then Rava makes no sense whatsoever. Because Choresh is Asur, according to the Dain of Yehuda, all of its Toladot. Because there are no similar phrases in Parshas Mishpatim. It just says, Bechorish u'bakotzir tishbot. Nothing beyond that.
Nothing. Why does the Rambam say Avam?
Because he means distinguish it not from the Av. The first categories he's saying are the Avot.
I see.
This is a Tolda. So that's what Noda Behuda says. Yes. The Noda Behuda's premises that any Tolda which emerges from an Av Malacha not listed in Parshas Bahar, that all of its Toladot are Asa Midoraisa. As opposed to the Toladot which emerged from Parshas Bahar of Sod Chalo Sizmar, Vakarma Chalo Sizmar, only Zomer is a Tolda. But Mashkiz Ra'im is not a Tolda which is Asa. It's not to be included on the Zoreya. If the Rambam were to paskin, if the Halacha were to be like Rabbah, that Mashkiz Ra'im is not to be identified as Zoreya, but as Choresh, then Rava's explanation of defense of the Mishnah would go out the window. Why? Because all forms of Tolda of Harisha are prohibited. Because Harisha is not mentioned in Parshas Bahar. It's only mentioned in Mishpatim. And in Mishpatim there is no phrase to limit the number of Toladot. Because all it says is Becharish. All Harisha. If it's all Harisha, and you believe that Mashke Zra'im is also Choresh, so then Shemitah would include an Issa D'Oraisa L'Hashkot Zra'im. So the question would be asked, how does the Mishnah allow it? Therefore, since the Mishnah allows it, proves, says the Rambam, proof for the pudding, that Rabba is wrong, Rabbi Yosef is correct. So now once by Hilchos Shabbos, I recorded it under which category? Under Zoreya, I now have the possibility of saying that by Shemitah, Mashkiz Ra'im is Mutter. Because only one Tolda is prohibited of Zoreya. That's Zomer. That's it. That's it. The difficulty with the Rambam, and if you want to combine the Revi Duran, is that the Rambam, the way he writes in Hilchos Shabbos, does not seem to say that Zomer is a Tolda. Read the Rambam again in Perek Ches, which I just showed you. Where does he start introducing Toladot?
After Zomer.
What's the case?
Hold on.
Which case does he introduce? Does he say that's only that's the Av? Yeah. Only what? Only the Mashke. So Zomer is an Av. Well, if Zomer is an Av, what's the Rambam ignoring completely? It's completely ignoring Rava. So how can the Noda Behuda prove that Rava, that the proof to the Rambam that what? That the halacha must be like Rabbi Yosef against her, because otherwise Rava would make no sense. The Rambam doesn't pay much attention to Rava.
The water is softening, it's like Harisha, that it's softening the ground.
That's what Rava said. We learned that on the top of Beis and Midbeis. We said it was difficult at the time. And I didn't get any smarter since 4 weeks ago to make it explain any better. He also says pulling out the weeds is Harish, because it's softening the ground
that
around.
You can see, though. Most of the watering is to water the plant, to water the water.
I understand. Don't ask me. Ask Mr. Rabba. That's what he said, not what I said. Yeah. So now, what the Gemara is going to do is just attack Rava's entire premise. Let's just read a couple of lines of the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, V'loi? 5 lines in the top. V'loi? You mean to tell me there are only a limited number of toladot? For Hatani we learned in the Brice. Sadcha lo tizr v'char mecha lo sizmar. Ein li ela zirua. V'zimur. Minayin l'nichush ule idur ule kisuach. Anybody want to read the English translation? What are these, all three similar things? What are they?
Weeding. Uprooting, hoeing, and weeding.
Uprooting, hoeing, and weeding. Good. Talmud loimar. Sod chaloi. Karma chaloi. What the Brisa does is just make Moshe Bernstein angry. Just read the pasuk inappropriately. Don't read the pasuk the way the Trump say, Sodcha lo tizra. But stop. Sodcha loy. What does that mean? Don't do anything in that sada. What does that mean? Lo kol malacha shebisodcha. Don't do any malacha where? In your field. Velo kol malacha shebikarmacha. Instead of reading the phrase, karmacha lo tizmar, what do you do? Karmacha lo. Don't do any malacha in your field. Minayin shein mekarsimin ve'ein mizard ve'ein mefaskinin be'ilon. What are those three things?
From its dry branches, from its excess.
Excellent.
Talmud,
a very good farmer, good. Talmud loimar, sod chaloi. Just read it again, inappropriate. Don't do any malacha in the field. Karma chaloi. Kol malacha shebesodcha, kol malacha shebekarmacha. Minayin chain mizablin vein mefarkin vein meavkin vein meashnin beilan. Go right ahead.
Fertilize its roots, remove stones that are lying on its roots, or apply dust to cover its exposed.
Excellent.
Fumigate to rid it of worms.
Excellent. The fumigate. Excellent. Talmud loymar sot chaloi karma chaloi kol malacha shebesodcha lo kol malacha shebekarmacha lo. We're not finished. Yachal lo yikaskeish tachas hazesim, v'lo yedar tachas agefanim, v'lo yimale nikoim mayim, v'lo yase ugios agefanim. What's that?
One may not hoe under the olive trees, nor hoe under the grapevines, nor fill the cavities under the trees with water, nor make ditches around the roots of the grapevine.
Excellent. Talmud loimar, you guessed it. Sotcha lo triz lo sizra. Zriya bechlal ha'isa, v'lama yatasa lahakish eleha, loim alecha. Ma zriya miyuchedes avoda shebesada shebekarem, af kol shehi avoda shebesada shebekarem. So what are you telling me, Mr. Rava, that what? That there's a limited number? We just listed 12 different activities, which according to this price are also midoraisa. So the Gemara does something that's not going to make us very happy. Answers the Gemara. Answers Rabbah. It's only Midrabbanan. Across Machtabalmok. Okay, I can't argue that. You and me can't say that. Rabbah can say that. They're only us and Midrabbanan. You're right. And the Pasuk, Smachta, just to find. So that's how the Gemara stops for now. That Rabbah defends his position. That Midoraisa is only one tolda for Zomer, and that is Zomer. That's it. Nothing else. No other. All of these listed here are only Midrabanan. Same thing is true in relationship to Mashke. It's only Midrabanan. Midrabanan said you're allowed to do it. B'makom Hef said. If it was a Doraisa, it would nothing to do, because according to Rava, Shemitah Bismanazeh is Midoraisa. If it's only a Midrabanan, the Rabbanan have a right to be Mekum anytime they want. All right, we'll stop here, Rabotai. Hopefully everybody has a good summer.
Thank you.
And we'll continue right here in a couple of months.
So, Rabbi understands that's not all that's
That, right. Okay, that's true. Because it's not a terribly compelling drash.
It's a very strange drash. That's why.